We bid you welcome this Thanksgiving Day, and we ask you to turn to the back of the bulletin before our opening Thanksgiving hymn. As I read the explanation of the Thanksgiving banner behind me and the specialness of this day in the life of a country and nation, Thanksgiving banner in the back wall so shows spiritual gifts, or the shell, thankful for our baptism into God's family. The church, thankful for our church. The Bible is the foundation of the church. The Kairo, the first letters of the word Christ in Greek on the banner. The entwined circles for the Trinity, and also a marriage symbol of Christ and the church, husband and wife. And also the material gifts of house, home, clothing, food, drink, and the beauty of the season. And the National Thanksgiving Day, as we praise God for sustaining life in and through His Word, the nation resounds with thanksgiving for the earth's bountiful harvest, crops of wheat and grain, all beneath the canopy of God's almighty care. But that man does not live by bread alone, but that man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Deuteronomy 8. The church is the vessel through which the word of God penetrates the world with its law and gospel. It is this divine word which proclaims Jesus as the sole source of life, health, and holiness. It is Jesus who heals lepers with His word, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." Of the 10 cleansed, only one expresses thanksgiving back to Jesus. But true gratitude proceeds from a heart sustained by faith. Jesus bids this one Samaritan to rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. So also we are sent from the Sunday divine service, bolstered in our faith by baptism and Eucharist blessing, to be thankful in our circumstances of plenty and hunger, abundance and need. Join us this Sunday as we begin the season of Advent, the first Sunday in Advent. Today we give thanks for home, country, and churches. We sing the opening hymn, "Now Thank We All Our God," hymn 895. We stand to sing. Please stand.
Now thank we all our God.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Thanksgiving Psalm is Psalm 67 in the front of your hymnal. Chant responsively by whole verse. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us.
Fathers did not know, that he might humble and test you, to
do good in the end. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is to this day. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the hymn, Sing to the Lord of Harvest, hymn 893.
Churches.
Please stand. The Gospel lesson from Luke, chapter 16. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance, lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To him we praise you, O God, hymn 785. You may be seated. Gracious gifts of the Most High God. I proclaim a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. For 159 years now, Christians have gathered in their nation and country to give thanks for our blessings. And today, we thank the Lord for the three great gifts that we enjoy every day from these lessons today. From Deuteronomy chapter 8, we give thanks for our homes, our families, and houses in which we live. From 1 Timothy chapter 2, we give thanks for our country, for our nation, and our freedoms. And from Luke chapter 17, we give thanks for our church, churches where the word of Jesus is proclaimed. Let us today give thanks for our homes, our houses, and our families. All of this we receive has come from the Lord our God. He established his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that covenant then would come through the line of Judah, through the line of David, in our Lord Jesus Christ. That is his covenant of grace. It was through Moses that he gave us the Ten Commandments, which we still obey today, because these are the words of the mouth of the Lord our God in the Old Testament, the law of God, to walk in his ways, to fear him, and honor his rules and his statutes. Today, we, the church, are the new Israel. Jews and Gentiles who believe in Christ are the new Zion, the new people of God, the new Israel. All Christians who are in the Christian church are part of the family of God, and we rejoice in the homes, in the houses, and the bounty with which we are blessed. Now, Moses was speaking about the promised land, Palestine, which would become Israel, and promised land, which they came after crossing the Jordan River and overcoming Jericho. But if you read Deuteronomy chapter 8, doesn't it sound like he's talking about our country? A land that is blessed with lands and crops and herds and homes and fountains and springs and copper and iron flowing from the springs come the water which enable us to have olive trees and honey and wheat and barley and vine and figs. The good land which we have been given, the houses in which we live, the food that we eat, all come from the Lord. And we thank him for this. I love that last part of Deuteronomy chapter 8, because he says, now when your gold and silver and all of your property increases, lest you start to think, I have gotten this by my wealth, remember, he said, it is the Lord your God who gives you the power to create wealth, to confirm his covenant before us. That is powerful. The Lord gave you your talents and abilities, so you work your job, you receive a salary, and from that you take care of your family and help those who are in need and the furtherance of the gospel. You thank the Lord for your eyes, ears, hands, all your members, all your senses, that he's given you the ability to work, to provide for your family, so that you do have homes and houses, family, and your daily food. We give thanks to God for our homes and houses and our families. Secondly, we give thanks to God for our country and our nation. This is described as the kingdom of the left. The kingdom of the left are the governing authorities, the people that serve in the military, the people who serve in the church council, the city council, the mayor, the policeman, the judge, the senator, the congressman, the kingdom of the left, the government. Here, Paul says we should pray for all people, especially kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet and godly life, dignified in every way. First of all, we thank the veterans who serve in the armed forces of our country to protect all of our freedoms and remember those who died and gave their lives so that we can live free. Secondly, we thank God for the freedoms that we have in a federal democratic republic in which we live. We have a constitution. We have a Bill of Rights. We have the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government. These are a great blessing that are not common all around the world when we see dictators and oligarchies. We give thanks today for our Federal Democratic Republic, the United States of America. We give thanks to those who've served so we can live in freedom. Every time I see someone who served in the armed forces, I thank them that they served in the kingdom of the left, defending my freedoms, so I, as a pastor, can preach the gospel in the kingdom of the right. The men and women who died so we can be free in the armed forces of our country and who serve in the military, we thank you. And we give thanks for our country. And we'll continue to pray for kings and all who are in high position. As in our prayers today, we will continue to pray for our country, the United States of America, that we may live godly and dignified lives. The only reason, of course, we can pray to God for our country is because God, our Savior, is a mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, and desires all to be saved, to come to the knowledge of the truth. We give thanks to God for our country, our nation. We give thanks to God for our homes, our houses, and our families. And lastly, of course, we give thanks to God for our churches. This is called the kingdom of the right. This is the kingdom of the proclamation of the word and sacrament in churches all across this land. Thousands of churches proclaiming the gospel. What does the church do? It preaches, it teaches, it baptizes, it absolves, and gives people Holy Communion, and joins the one leper who fell on his face before Jesus. All 10 of them cried, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. We sing the Kyrie every Sunday, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. We are like the 10 lepers. We are the ones crying out, Lord, cleanse my skin of this terrible disease. And Jesus said, go show yourselves to the priest. The miracle happened as they were going. Their skin was cleansed. But only one turned around and ran back to Jesus. The Bible says he fell on his face on the ground before Jesus and praised God with a loud voice. When we receive healing of body and soul in the divine service as we come to church, we turn back and fall on our knees here at the communion rail on Sunday to receive Holy Communion. We bow our heads and humble ourselves before God like that leper and say, Lord, be merciful to me, and praise God with a loud voice in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, falling at our faces before Jesus' feet. To give him thanks. Oh, what a great opportunity we have as Christians on Thanksgiving Day. As we gather around our tables, before we watch all the football games and enjoy all the family festivities, to bow our heads as you, the head of the house, pray the prayer our Lord has taught us and thank God for all the gifts that Christ has given us. So we, like the leper, can go our way and our faith has made us well. So today, we do give thanks for home, country, and churches. We return and fall on our faces with a loud voice. Again, give thanks to God. For God gives and we receive. To God alone, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all glory, thanks, and praise forever and ever. Amen. May the peace of Christ sustain us unto everlasting life. Amen. Let us now sing the hymn, Come Ye Thankful People Come, hymn 892. offerings and sign the ritual friendship pad to be placed in the basket in the narthex as you leave, we gather our offerings. Turn to page 285, responsive prayer 2. And we continue on page 285 with Kyrie and responses halfway down page 285. Please stand. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, and was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.
For you answer me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the willing spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life.
My lips will praise you.
For you have been my help.
And in the shadow of your wings, I will sing your joy.
Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be a shepherd and bury them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. Almighty God, on this Thanksgiving Day, we give you thanks that you crown the fields with your blessings, and you permit us to gather in the fruits of the earth. As stewards of your creation, may we receive your gifts in humble thankfulness and share your bounty with those in need. Through Jesus Christ, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty God, your mercies are new every morning, and you graciously provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience all our days through Jesus Christ, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Eternal Lord, ruler of all, graciously regard those set in positions of authority among us to be guided by your Spirit, high in purpose, wise in counsel, firm in good resolution, unwavering in their duty, that we may live and be governed quietly and peaceably. God, you have given us this good land as our heritage. Grant that we may remember your generosity and constantly do your will. Bless our land with honorable industry, truthful education, and an honorable way of life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. Grant that we, who came from many nations with many different languages, may be a united people. Support us in defending our liberties. Give to those entrusted the authority of government the spirit of wisdom, that there may be justice and peace in our land. When times are prosperous, may our hearts be thankful. And in troubled times, do not let our trust in you fail. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
The morning prayer. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my duties in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. The hymn before you, Lord, we bow, 966.